Absolutely. Well, welcome to the area. I live in Oxford, so a little bit south of this repeater area, so I'm normally not on this one at all. I just had to drop my family off at the Flint Airport. They're headed down to Florida for a couple days, so, and I'm heading back to my QTH there in Oxford to enjoy the New Year's with the dogs.
Roger, Roger, Mike. And from looking at your QRZ entry here, looks like you and I both have a lot in common. You're running the 7300 at the house, the CTH. I also have one that's not my primary. It's the one I'm using for Vera AC, and I'm still working to try to get that set up so I can communicate via HF with the clubs and members that I left behind, if you will, back in Texas. Back to you.
Yeah, we definitely have good propagation down to Texas. I know I do from where I'm at. And I'm running, I got two different antennas there. I have a DX Commander Classic, so it's a fan dipole, which I enjoy. Does have a little bit more noise. Then I have a InFed Halfwave that I have set up as a NVIS for like, 40 meter, I guess, really. And that, I can switch between either one, so that's what I have set up there. No Yagis or anything like that, text games, which would be nice, but I can't push my luck with the wife, let's put it that way.
Roger, Roger. Okay, so I gotta say, there are some similarities that go even past the rig. I'm running a Comet CHA 250 HD. That's vertical. And where I'm located up in Langsburg, just off the lake, scenic lake, it works very well, and I can pick up a lot of stations, coast to coast, on the right frequencies, and it really needs no ground plane, so it's really a good one. And because I live in an HOA, I have been able to put it up in a long wire NVIS. I believe you mentioned that on your last transmission. That's what I have as a secondary, and it works very well. I just, in my case, I don't want to draw any attention to Yagis or